Welcome everybody. Today we'll be discussing policies and procedures of HRD in hospitality. The objectives of the lesson today is to understand the various policies and procedures of the hospitality sector, the areas that policies are necessary, the importance of the organizational culture, the departmentization of the hospitality industry. Most of it all, job functions call for specialization. Now, the entire hotel will function only because of policies and procedures. All departments have their own policies and procedures. Plus, the hotel has its own policies and procedures. They all go in sync and sync. Every staff member, right from the general manager to the doorman, they all have to work within the policies of the organization. So, policies become paramount. So, the structure of this presentation is going to be the introduction, the importance of policies and procedures, areas of policies and procedures in hospitality, the framing of HRD policies, a system of excellence, organization culture is the backbone of the hospitality, and policies and procedures are required in all departments and throughout the organization. And what is the importance of policy? What is the policy? Policy is of what the organization should do. Now, policies vary from department to department. Each policy generates a procedure. Now, what is a procedure? Procedure is how it will be done. So you have a policy of checking in the guest. What the organization should check in the guest on arrival. You have a procedure of checking in the guest. How are you going to do it? All the policy and the procedures have to go is hand in hand. The policy will also encompass all your legal aspects. The foreigner, what are the legal obligations? The procedure will be the one which will define it step by step. Now, a single policy, like I said, checking in a guest. Is a foreigner, non-foreigner? For foreigner, the policy is this. For non-foreigners, the policy is that. Within a foreigner also, if he's a Pakistani national or a friendly, from a friendly government or non-friendly government, what is the procedure? Who you have to inform? What you have to inform? How do you fill your C form will be your procedure. For an Indian guest, you do not need to fill fee form, but you need to take Aadhaar card or identification. So the procedure may be multiple. Policy is one, checking in the guest. The procedure, multiple procedures. What is the information which flows from different person to different person? All these are policy and procedures policy, one policy for checking in the guest. But the procedure of the checking in will have multiple procedures. Because operations has to run smoothly also. So, one, running the organization, developing staff, motivating staff, maintaining staff, staffing of the organization. Policy is to have 2:1 ratio, two employees per one room. But staffing of those employees is important. Which department will go to, which will be, then developing of the staff becomes important. Motivating the staff becomes important. Maintaining staff becomes important. And you'll have to have a policy for each one of them. And each one of them will develop their own procedures. Let's take an example of preventing waste. So your policy is reduce, reuse and recycle. The industry is committed to reducing water usage, wasteful usage. It has to keep in mind hazardous impacts to the environment. So policy has to be framed around preventing waste. Preventing waste, this is how do you reduce it? You carefully plan a food purchase. encouraging guests to come back for seconds in buffets, because buffet always is made at large scales, so there's excess food. So training culinary staff to weigh food trimmings and other pre-consumed waste. There is waste which is created in the kitchen every day. It's created in the house kitchen. Imagine the scale which is created in a hotel, in a restaurant. Whatever the leftovers are they edible or unedible? How do you reuse them? Be creative. What is your creativity involved in terms of reducing waste? Waste is not only a source of burden to the environment, but it is also a source of burden of expenditure to the organization. Using organic foods wherever required, using as many as organic components, marketing healthier lifestyles. They all form a part of waste management policies. The policies will develop these procedures. Recycling. You need to recycle. On-site recovery and reuse. What can you use and reuse? How can you create useful byproducts? If recycling cannot be done outside, in-house, then you can do it outside. Give it to somebody else who does recycling. Paper can be recycled by using both sides, then sent out to make reusable paper. Source reduction. You've got to change process, good housekeeping. You have to input material change, better process control, equipment modification, technology change. All that helps in waste management. And product modification. Waste is also of electricity, right? So you can have your energy saving key cards, which would switch off the air conditioning also. So the guest leaves the room, he has to take the key card with him. So consumption of electricity uses, guest cannot leave the AC on. So all these policies have to be created. And for a sustainable hospitality operation, economics is very important. The main objective is to optimization of the resources. I have to maximum use the resources which I have. I have to control my wastage. I have to control my costs. Controlling cost will always give more profit. So there is economic benefit. It's got to protect the environment. My carbon footprint should be the minimal. Conservation of my natural resources should be there. And social cultural importance. It creates an environment, a society around me. It involves local people. It improves my quality and improves the quality of my community around me. Improves the quality of my staff. So, this is very important aspect. Now let's go into framing policies. A policy has to be, the organization has to be fully committed to the policy. So you require top level commitment which tethers down to the manpower. You have to use your manpower. You have to skill them. You have to utilize them. You have to train them. You have to create conditions for growth and development. You have to keep investing in programs. And you have to create an environment of openness and trust. So HRD policies are based around these aspects. Top level commitment is a must. How do you utilize your manpower sources? Conditions for growth, development, showing them a roadmap. Investing in training, development, investing in processes, investing in different programs. Be honest with your employee as much as you want honesty from them. Be open with them. be free and frank with them, trust them. They are employees. They are the ones who are contributing to the business. HRD in hospitality cannot consider only the development of resources or ability in the individual, but also professional competence as well as social attitudes. You can't have a person who is in your organization who got the ability but is not professionally competent, is not diplomatic, is working here but goes outside and has a fight. A hotel is an identity in a society. Take Taj Mahal, Mumbai. It's an identity in Colaba. Now, if an employee of a hotel of Taj Mahal, Mumbai goes out and creates a ruckus outside, it reflects on the society around. Then if you get people drill in the society turning against your hotel, then that reflects on the customers which are coming. A healthy environment inside the premises and outside the premises is an essential must. So your policies have to be apt to the environment around you. You have to look at not only the person's capabilities. I found a person, he is very capable, but his attitude is not right. Then he is not a fit. He will constantly fight, but look at his work. I think is very good. He is very good in terms of his work. But he is fighting now with other departments, creating another issue, which is not helping your department at all. His professional competence is not there. He goes out and fights with the vendors outside. He fights with everybody. But to the customer, he is very good. That is also creating a problem for you. So your policy has to be in tune with all that. You have to be an open-minded HR person when you're making those policies. You need to identify where your policies are. We have flexible policies. Modular, credit, application oriented, on-the-job training oriented. You have to have a multi-dimensional, multimedia approach. You have to have a human touch and teamwork. All these things together form a system of excellence in hospitality. Identification, flexible policies, modular policies, application-oriented, on-the-job training, multi-dimensional, multimedia approach, human touch, which is one of the most biggest essence of HR, and teamwork. Excellence is what we strive for. Excellence is what we do. Excellence is what defines us as a hospitality industry. Human resource has got a huge amount of contributions to make in this area. Human resource has to be oriented to excellence. Bringing out the excellence in the employee is a very important aspect of human resources. All your policies have to be oriented to creating excellence. All your policies have to be directly linked to the culture which you choose to build in your organization. When I say culture, I mean what? You look at Taj and Oberoi's. Two culturally opposite organizations. Taj has got the professional friendly approach, and Oberoi has got the professional distance approach. So a Taj employee will be more friendly to the customer when the customer comes in. An Oberoi employee will be very professional and courteous but not friendly. That's your culture. Based on this culture, you frame your policies. Based on these policies, the contributions are made. For excellence. You define your own excellence. Excellence contributes to growth. Excellence contributes to development. So excellence is all what we do. That's all what the HR department does. What is the, like I explained, What is the culture? It's a set of values, beliefs, attitudes. My attitude towards my customer will be friendly. My attitude towards my customer would be distinct. I'll keep my distance. I'll be familiar, not friendly. What are my work methods? See, look at a leisure hotel and a city hotel. We'll have different work methods. A leisure hotel will also have a much more friendlier staff than the city hotel. City hotel, the customer doesn't. The customer is not much inclined to talk to the bartender that much because he's a business-oriented customer. But in a leisure hotel, he'll chat. In a leisure hotel, the customer, staff needs to know everything about the environment around them, everything about the place they're in. Procedures and practices happen because of these things. They created cultures. What are my norms and thinking? What are my feelings and norms and actions? All this creates a culture in an organization. But it starts with a set of values. Where are you coming from? What are your beliefs and attitudes? What is the attitude you want to show your customers? So that creates a culture. That culture, not only to your customers, that same culture has to transform in your organization within in different departments. That same culture transforms, then it comes into effect with the customers. In India, you've heard Taj culture. You've heard Oberoi culture. Because they've developed over the years, they've developed their own cultures. And they're now well known everywhere in society. So it becomes very important for an organization to define its culture, to create its own set of values. So these are the definitions. These are the things which contribute to the culture. Now that means once you've defined your culture, you will have to have misconduct policy and steps. Some will be defined by the law. Misconduct happens within two colleagues, can happen between a male and female colleague. So misconduct sometimes is defined by law, and then your policy has to be framed according to the laws. What are the steps you will take? What is the investigative procedures which you will have? Which will be the committee? If you have a sexual harassment thing, what will be the committee which you set up? Who is going to be a part of that committee? What is the kind of disciplinary action? What is the procedure of setting the disciplinary action? What is the investigative tools which you are going to use? What is your termination policy? Do you give 1 month notice and then terminate? Or you give 1 month pay and terminate? Or you give 3 months notice, 3 months pay and terminate? Or you give none of them all? What is your policy for trainees when they are joining in? What are the job descriptions of them for all posts? For all posts have to have job descriptions, right? Are they working within their framework of the posts? You have to have employee files. Any disciplinary action, first warning, second warning, third warning, what is it? So each employee has to have a file. Evaluations have to be done. What is the policy of evaluations? What is the policy of promotions? Then a policy of evaluation. The supervisor will evaluate on what criteria, then who will evaluate the supervisor. So all those things have to be done. What is the health insurance policy? Health is a very important aspect. The social insurance policy. These are very important policies which are. Staff relations. Is a very important part of social challenges. Hotel industry has got diverse staff. I may have, because it's a very specialized industry, so I may have a specialization in food and beverage. Another person may have a specialization in front office. Third person may have a specialization in housekeeping. And this becomes a challenge. Everyone's knowledge is different. Fourth person is a specialization in engineering. Every person has got different specialization. So it becomes a social challenge. Now, again, my lowest rung in terms of educational levels are also different. Person who's doing pot wash in a kitchen or dishwash in a kitchen may not be very well educated. May have minimal basic education. A person who's manager will be educated. So it becomes highly diverse in more employees are there, coming from different social stratas of life. So background roles become very important. But the whole outline of an hospitality organization and the structure of a hotel is customer orientation, customer service, guest satisfaction. See, a healthy environment has to be created. Training, development has to happen as per roles of the person in the social strata. Your policies have to revolve around those aspects. How do you bring them out? And how do you make sure that they are all customer-oriented, motivated at all points of time? So your policies and processes all have to be defined in those aspects. And then you have to look at departmentalization. And there are many methods of departmentalization. Departmentalization by process, by product, by function, by geography, location, by customer, and by time. But in hospitality, it is mainly by function. Because each function in our hospitality arena is a specialized function. So you will have the front office department. Under the front office department, or you'll have the accommodations department. Under the accommodations department, you will have the front office department and the housekeeping department. Under the front office department, you'll have the bell desk as a department. You'll have, under the housekeeping department, you'll have a laundry as a department. So each process has its own department, because specialization of each process is completely different. You'll have laundry, linen room, all these are different departments within a department in the hospitality arena. So departmentalization and the processes and the procedures and the policies have to be dependent on department. Department to department will differ. And sub-functional departments to sub-functional department will differ. So functions form departments in organizations, in hotels. That creates even more specialization, more in-depth knowledge, creates skills. But cross-functioning is also another important aspect. A laundry person should be able to make a room. So cross-training you have to do, cross-specialization you have to do, skill development you have to do. Hospitality function is very skill-oriented. And departments, also you have to look at procedures of interdepartmental coordination, skills. So in some policies and procedures go hand in hand. And the environment defines your policy, defines your procedure. I'd like to thank you for your time.